This is the Sakar Muli of 13th of May, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, remove your love from all bodily beings and remember the one bodiless Father, and all your limbs will then become cool. Question. What are the signs of souls who belong to the deity clan? Answer. 1. Souls who belong to the deity clan easily have disinterest in this old world. 2. Their intellects are always in the unlimited. They make effort to become pure flowers in order to go to Shivalaya. 3. They don't have any devilish activity. 4. They keep their charts and check that they do not perform any devilish actions. 5. They tell the Father the truth and do not hide anything from him. Song. Neither will we be separated from him, nor will there be any sorrow. Om Shanti. These are unlimited things. All limited things are now finished. In this world, many are remembered. There is love for many bodily beings. There is only the one bodiless one, who is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Your intellects now have to be connected in yoga to only him. Don't remember any bodily beings. To give food to Brahmin priests, etc., is a custom and system of the Iron Age. The customs and systems here are completely different from there. No bodily being must now be remembered. Until you reach that stage, you must continue to make effort. The Father says, as much as possible, forget all of those who have been and gone, as well as all of those who exist now in this old world. Throughout the day, use your intellects to churn what to explain to everyone. Tell everyone to come and understand the past, present, and future of this world, which no one knows about. The past means the time when it began. It began with the Golden Age. The present means what exists now. So it is from the Golden Age until now. The future is that which is to happen. No one in the world knows this at all. You children know this, which is why you make the posters, etc. This is a huge unlimited play. They create many limited false plays. The author of a play is different from the person who makes the scenes and scenery. All of these secrets are now in your intellects. Nothing that you can see now is to remain. It is all to be destroyed. Therefore, you have to make very beautiful scenes and scenery of the Golden Age to show what it's like. In Ajmer, they have a model of the Golden City of Dwarka. So you can copy the scenes and scenery of that and show what the new world will be like. This old world has to be set on fire. You have a map of this world and of the new world that is to emerge. You should think about such things and create good pictures. You know that human beings have completely stone intellects at this time. No matter how much you explain to them, nothing sits in their intellects. You can seek help from some theatre people who make very good scenes and scenery, so that you can show very good scenes of the Golden Age. Those people can give you very good ideas. They can show you many ways to do that. you should explain to them and ask them to create something so good that people will come and understand that there truly was one religion in the Golden Age. You children are number-wise in regard to how much you imbibe. A body-conscious intellect is said to be a dirty intellect. A soul-conscious intellect is said to be like a flower. You are now becoming flowers. By remaining body-conscious, you remain thorns. You children have disinterest in this old world. You have unlimited intellects and unlimited disinterest. We have great distaste for this brothel. We are now becoming flowers in order to go to Shivalaya. If one of you behaves badly whilst becoming this, it would be understood that an evil spirit has entered that one. If the man of the home is becoming a swan, but his wife doesn't understand anything, there would be some difficulty. He would have to tolerate a lot. It is then understood that it is not in her fortune. Not everyone will belong to the deity clan. Those who are to belong will come here. Many reports of bad behavior come to Baba. So and so has this devilish trait. This is why Baba tells you every day, look at your chart each night and check that you haven't performed any devilish actions. Baba says, tell Baba of all the mistakes you have made in your life. When some of you make a very big mistake, they are too ashamed to tell the surgeon about it, because their honour would be lost. By not confessing, you lose more. Maya slaps you so hard that all the truth in you is destroyed. Maya is very powerful. What could even the father do if you are not able to conquer the five vices? The father says, I am the merciful one and the death of all deaths. You call out to me, the purifier, to come and purify you. Both of these names are mine. I am now playing both parts, the merciful one and the death of all deaths. I am changing thorns into flowers. Therefore your intellects have that happiness. The Amarnath Father, the Lord of Immortality, says, all of you are Parvatis. Constantly remember me alone, and you will go to that land of immortality, and your sins will be absolved. Your sins are not absolved by going on those pilgrimages. Those are the pilgrimages of the path of devotion. Many people ask you, children, how all of your expenses are met, but no one gives Baba any news of what response you gave. There are so many of us Brahmins, children of Brahma. Therefore we would all meet the expenses, would we not? We are also establishing the kingdom for ourselves by following Srimat. We will then go and rule there. We are studying Raja Yoga, and so we will meet the expenses. Shiv Baba donates the imperishable jewels of this knowledge through which we become the kings of kings. You children who study will meet the expenses. Explain that you pay your own expenses and do not beg for anything or ask for donations. However, children only write that they were asked the question. This is why Baba has said, look at your chart in the evening as to how much service you have done throughout the day. all of this should be followed up. Most of the people who come will become subjects. There are very few who will claim a high status. There are very few kings and very few wealthy people. There are many who are poor. It is like that here, and it is the same in the world of deities. A kingdom is being established, and everyone within that is needed, number-wise. The Father comes and teaches you Raja Yoga and establishes the kingdom of the original, eternal deity religion. The kingdom of the deity religion did exist, but it no longer exists. Baba says, I am once again establishing that. Therefore you need such pictures in order to explain to people. When you hear Baba's Murali, you will do that. Day by day you continue to receive corrections. Also examine your own stage and see how much it is being corrected. The Father comes and removes you from the dirt. The more service you do of removing others from that dirt, the higher the status you will claim. You children have to live together completely like milk and sugar. The Father makes you even more elevated here than you will be in the Golden Age. God the Father is teaching you. Therefore you students have to show the wonder of his teachings. Only then will the Father sacrifice himself to you. Let it enter your hearts that you will now only do the service of making Bharat into heaven. Of course you do have to continue to carry on with your work, etc. However, first think about your own progress. This is very easy. Human beings can do anything. Whilst living at home with your families, you have to claim a royal status. Therefore, write your chart daily. Examine your profit and loss for the whole day. If you don't write your chart, it will be difficult for you to reform yourself. You don't even listen to the Father. Check every day to see whether you caused anyone sorrow. The status you claim is very high, and the income is huge. Otherwise you will have to cry. This is a race. Some earn hundreds of thousands of rupees, whereas others become impoverished. This is your godly race. It's not that you have to run physically. Simply remember beloved Baba with your intellect. If you make a mistake, immediately tell Baba about it. Baba, I made this mistake. I made this mistake with my physical organs. The Father says, you have been given an intellect with which to discriminate between right and wrong. Therefore, don't do anything wrong. If, in fact, you do something wrong, you must repent and ask the Father for forgiveness. He is sitting here to listen to you. Whatever wrong actions you perform, immediately tell Baba or write to Baba about it. Baba, I performed this wrong action. Then half will be forgiven. It isn't that I, Baba, will have mercy on you. Not a penny's worth of forgiveness or mercy is shown. Each one of you has to reform yourself. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. Everything of the past has to be cut away with the power of yoga. After belonging to the Father, do not have him defamed. Those who defame the Satguru cannot claim a status. You receive a very high status. No one receives a royal status from other gurus. Here you have an aim and objective. There is no aim or objective on the path of devotion. Even if there is, that would only be for a temporary period. There is a big difference between the happiness for 21 births and a little happiness worth a few pennies. It isn't that wealth brings happiness. It also brings a lot of sorrow. Okay, for instance, if someone has a hospital built, he would not become that ill in his next birth. It isn't that he would then be able to study well or that he would receive a lot of wealth. He would have to do everything right for that. When someone has a dharamshala built, he receives a mansion in his next birth. It isn't that he would also be healthy, no. The father explains so many things. Some of you understand everything very well and explain to others. Some of you don't understand anything at all. Therefore, write your chart every day. What sin did I commit today? I failed in this aspect today. Baba will then advise you not to perform such actions. You know that you are now going to heaven. The mercury of happiness of you children doesn't rise that much. Baba has so much happiness. I am an old man, and I am going to shed this body and become a prince. You too are studying. Therefore, your mercury of happiness should rise. However, you don't even remember the Father. The Father explains everything to you so easily. You have to beat your head so much in order to learn English, etc. There is a lot of difficulty in learning that. This is very easy. You become cool and calm through this spiritual study. Here you simply have to continue to remember the Father, and your limbs will become cool. Each of you has a body, do you not? Shiv Baba doesn't have a body. It is Sri Krishna who has physical organs. His limbs are cool anyway. That was why his name has been mentioned. How can you keep his company? He exists in the golden age. Who made his limbs so cool? You now understand this. Therefore, children, you must imbibe all of this. You mustn't fight or quarrel at all. Speak the truth. When lies are told, everything is finished. The Father explains everything to you, children. Make very good posters, which can then be sent to everyone. When people see how good they are, they will feel like coming to see more. Those who explain have to be very clever. You have to learn how to do service. Very good teachers who can make others become like themselves are also needed. Those who make others into managers like themselves are called good teachers. They will receive a high status. You shouldn't have a baby intellect, otherwise someone will carry you off. This is Ravan's community. Prepare such teachers who can look after a center. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Show the father the wonder of his teachings. Remain occupied in the business of making Bharat into heaven. First think about your own progress. Live together like milk and sugar. 2. If you make a mistake, ask the Father for forgiveness and reform yourself. The Father does not have mercy in this. Cut away your sins by having remembrance of the Father. Do not act in any way that would cause him defamation. Blessing. May you become as detached as a lotus, and with the speciality of being knowledgeful, save yourself from any conflict of sanskars. Until the end, some will have the sanskars of a maid, and others will have the sanskars of a king. Do not wait for their sanskars to change, but let them not influence you, because, firstly, each one's sanskars are different, and secondly, they come in a form of maya. Therefore, take any decision while staying within the line of the codes of conduct. While having different sanskars, let there not be any conflict. For this, become knowledgeful and as detached as a lotus. Slogan. Instead of being stubborn and working hard, make effort with entertainment. Abhyakt signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Purity is the mother of peace and happiness. There cannot be sorrow or peacelessness where there is purity. So check whether you are constantly lying comfortably on a bed of happiness, that is, whether you are constantly resting on it as an embodiment of peace. Is there any internal confusion of why, what, or how? Or are you beyond this confusion, in the stage of being an embodiment of happiness? Om Shanti.